Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches use the first of 13 principles to attune themselves. We begin with the first principle of 13 principles of Wiccan belief. These principles were originally set down by the American Council of Witches. I'll now recite the first principle. We practice rites to attune ourselves with the natural rhythm of life forces marked by the phases of the moon and the seasonal quarters and cross quarters. I have 3 insights for you on this. The first one is, we emphasize spiritual attunement. The definition of attune includes, make receptive or aware, accustom or acclimatize, make harmonious. When I'm talking about attune, I'm pointing more towards part of the definition that calls for being receptive. We're also focused on harmonizing with nature and the life forces. So how we use attuning is we're using it more as to work with nature in the spiritual forces around us. We don't dominate over the spiritual forces. That's not how we do it. Other spiritual paths talk about having dominion over nature. We seek to harmonize with the natural forces of the universe. We focus on the natural rhythm of life forces. We believe that we're not outside of nature. We are a part of nature, and therefore we work with nature, not against it, or attempt to dominate nature. So we want to align with the natural rhythm. The life forces that are marked by the phases of the moon are life and death. They are the waxing and waning of life, the fertility of nature and ourselves, and the bounty that is produced by that fertility, and then the waning or the death part of life. And we notice that as the moon wanes and waxes, so do the lives of people and nature around us. Once again, we're looking at the natural rhythm of life forces. And now for our third insight. We recognize the phases of the moon, the seasonal quarters, and cross quarters. Now we'll talk about the quarters and the cross quarters, also known as high sabbats and low sabbats. The quarters are the equinoxes and solstices, which include Ostara, Litha, Mabon, and Yule. The high sabbats, or cross quarters, are Samhain, Imbolc, Beltane, and Lammas, also known as Lunasa. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the cross quarters and the quarters, also known as the 8 sabbats of the year. Samhain, on October 31st to November 1st, is the time when we connect with our ancestors and the ones who have gone before. It is the time when the veil is the thinnest. Usually people do a lot of scrying and they do rituals to connect with the loved ones that have gone before. Yule is the next sabbat, and it's usually around December 22nd, and it's the winter solstice. Yule is the time when the Sun King, or the god, is reborn. Imbolc is the next sabbat on the list, and it's around February 2nd. Imbolc is the time when the light returns from the dark times, and the sun begins to wax back into his full glory, where he gets back to his full strength at midsummer. Ostara. This sabbat is around March 22nd and is the spring vernal equinox. Ostara is where we celebrate the fertility of the god and goddess and all of nature. Beltane. Beltane is on May 1st and is the time when the god impregnates the goddess. The next sabbat on our list is Litha, or midsummer. And that's around June 22nd, or the summer solstice. Litha is when the god is at his peak of power, and is when the days are their longest. This is about the god in all his glory. Lammas. Lammas, or Lunasa, is on August 1st. And it is one of the first of 3 harvest festivals. Lammas is celebrated by a lot of grains and breads, which is also why it's sometimes called loaf mass. Mabon. Mabon is the second of the 3 harvest festivals, or sabbats, and it is around September 22nd, and that is the autumn equinox. Mabin also celebrates the ripe fruits and grains that have been harvested and are usually enjoyed at this time. And that brings us back to Samhain, the third and final harvest, which brings us back to the beginning of the year. So we go back to the first principle. We practice rites to attune ourselves with the natural rhythm of life forces, marked by the phases of the moon and the seasonal quarters and cross quarters. So now that you're aware of the eight Sabbats and the moon phases, you're on the path of spiritual attunement. We realize that the Wiccan path is one of action. To be a Wiccan who practices rites to attune to the natural rhythm of life forces. Wicca is not only about beliefs, it's about doing the appropriate rites and rituals at the appropriate times of the year. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, goddesshasyourback.com, and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.